This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Let's welcome again the listeners of Al-Ansar, the listeners of Sirius FM, and of course the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Somebody says, Ya Ustad, is it permissible for trustees of a Qabristan to charge levies annually for a Qabr? Ustad, anonymous.
Remember, that's not permissible. You can't be imposing upon people, you must pay this. The person paid for the kafan, he paid for the hearse, he paid for the grave, everything, end of the story. So my father, rahimahullah, passed away in 82. Then my mother passed away in 97. Inshallah, it will never happen. I'm just giving an example. Now somebody comes and say, hey, that you have to start paying kafan. So we'll say, for what? You understand? It's not that we can't afford the money, but for what must we pay? Now, you must remember these type of things here, that we paid you already for the grave, for the hearse, for the coffin, whatever is required. So remember, see the usul, the principle in Islam. لا يحل مال امرئ مسلمين إلا بطيب قلب منه. You cannot impose upon Muslims that they must pay, because it's not worth طيب قلب. They're not going to pay it wholeheartedly. So if you feel that you have to pay municipality, or you have to pay council, or this one, or whatever, Allah alone knows. So you tell the announcement in that masjid there that, see, this is the expenditure you must remember for our graveyard and so forth, and so the upkeep and what have you. Please donate for it. So people will give. How the people give for the masjid, how the people give for the madrasa and so forth. But you want to impose it upon people. So I'm asking you, that poor guy passed away from Malawi. That poor guy passed away, you understand, from Zimbabwe. Now you want to impose. Who are you going to impose upon? So remember, that system is not practical, and nor is it permissible.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 084-786-3132. Can one give zakat to a non-Muslim, Ustad?
Before I respond to that, you know, I was 20 years in Newcastle, alhamdulillah, excellent. Now year 20, alhamdulillah, all Allah's mercy. When I was in Newcastle, then I used to have the town Jamaat, NMC, Newcastle Muslim Community, and that. So one day in a meeting, they had something, Ghorba Fund, G-O-R-B-A. So what's this Ghorba Fund? Say, no, you know, there's new Muslims, and sometimes people, travelers, they pass for them. I say, you simple Simon, you must not say Ghorba Fund, you must say Ghuraba Fund. You must say Gharib Fund or something. Ghorba Fund is, you brought from the Lal Kitab from India. Ghuraba, Gharib, the poor people. You know Hazrat Gharib Nawaz. So for the poor people, you must remember, you have a fund and so forth. So why don't you, the graveyard committee there, ABC, Durban, Joburg, wherever, Haman's Kraal, wherever. So you have a fund, and you say that whoever wants to contribute, Lillah. So it must be that Lillah, and then whatever expenses are required, you use from there. So that will be an easy way for you to solve your problem. So many foreigners are here, they pass away as Muslim, they don't even have family. So from there you take the money for their burial and so forth. So that will be an easy way. You, my brother, remember zakat, fidya, that is the amount you pay for people who are not fasting, they can't fast, or fitra, all that must be given to poor Muslims only. You can't give zakat to non-Muslims. Dalil, evidence. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states in the noble Quran, Surah chapter 9 verse 6, 8 categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat. 1. Surah chapter 9 verse 60. 2nd one. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu sallam sending Mu'az bin Jabal, who was the grand mufti, a'lamum bil halali wal haram. Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal. He's buried there in Jordan, in Shuni. I went there to his Mubarak grave, and his son is buried next to him. Anyway, so he sent, Nabi sallallahu sallam sent Mu'az bin Jabal to Yemen and said, now the Master alayhi salam is giving him directives. خُذْهَا مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ. You take the zakat from the rich Muslims. فَرُدُّهَا فِي فُقَرَائِهِمْ. And then you give it to the poor Muslims. And therefore, أَئِمَّا أَرْبَعَ, all four schools agree that zakat must be given to poor Muslims. You can't be giving to non-Muslims. You want to give non-Muslims, you give them lillah, you give them voluntary charity and so forth, which Islam and encourages us to do.
Somebody says, Ustad, is it permissible for a woman to wax her pubic hair? And if so, then can she go to the beautician to wax for her Ustad Anonymous?
Remember that all this is totally haram. You must remember, have some haya and some shame and fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. From time immemorial, our mothers, our grandparents, mothers and them were doing all this. Now suddenly the Western world, the name is Maryam, but the thinking is Mary. The thing, the name is Bilal, but the name, the thinking is Bali. You see, when I went first time to Pakistan, you know, so 74. So we, simple Simon, first time we sat in the plane to go overseas. Before that, I sat in the plane. I told my father, mother, no, you're sending me overseas. I must sit in one local plane also. So I sat from Durban to Joburg or Joburg to Durban that time, you know. Anyway, so they were just laughing, you know. So anyway, so I was first time went. Now my hair was very long, you know, from South Africa when I went, very, very long. So the teacher told me, you better cut your hair, you can't come class like this. So I went to the barber in Karachi. Mm-hmm. So when I go to the barber there, so I see the guy is cutting his hair. Then suddenly he lifts up his kurta and he puts his hands up. So the barber shaving his armpits. So I'm looking, first I say, this guy's crazy or what? I say, this guy's going to drop his trouser or what? You know, stay lucky he didn't do that. So you must, now you woman, have some shame, have some haya. I'm asking you, did you read Quran? Surah 28, verse 25. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of a lady. Now listen to this lady. Who is she? What happens to her? She and her sister were there one side because they have shame, haya. The men were there filling the water. Nabi Musa alayhi salam comes. He asked them, why are they? Say, wa abuna shaykhun kabir. Our father is very old. So we wait for the men to go. Then we fill up the water. He filled up their buckets, everything. They went home very early. Father Nabi Shuaib alayhi salam asked them, what happened? They said, the strong man. He was African, you know, dark in complexion, sheepish hair. Quick, he did everything for us. Said, go call him. Now the daughter Safura, she comes there to call Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So Allah speaks of her haya, her shame, her gait, G-A-I-T, her style of walking, chapter 28, verse 25. Tamshi alastihya. She walked so bashfully, so much moral, so much haya, and you know. So thereafter, they said, Ya Fa'u Father, istajiru, employ him. He's very good. Qawiyul Amin. He's active and he's very honest. Father is a Nabi. Nabi Musa is a prophet and messenger as well. That employing is secondary. Inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayk. I want you. The proposal came from the girl side. Today our Indian culture, if the proposal come from the girl side, you say, Panjo the nakkapi with you. They'll say in our amendment. They say, what is there? He cut our whole nose off. So that is our Indian mentality. Come with the Lal Kitab stories. So you must remember that the proposal came from who? From the girl's side, you see. So he said, you Musa al-Islam, you get married to one of my... He got married to her, Sayyida Safura radiallahu anha. That is haya, that is taqwa. Now you go and say, give me bikini, give me this, give me this. So where is the iman? First, your haya is eroded and wiped out, and then the next thing that will fly out is iman. Who said so? Rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innal iman wal haya aqurana ujami'a. Iman, faith, and haya, shame and modesty, are two partners together. Idha rufiya ahaduma rufiya al-akhir. When one disappears and is eroded, then the next one also flies. Absolutely haram, and the ladies doing this, every cent of yours is haram, and Allah's curse is on all parties involved.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. So listen to this question here. It says here, dear AK, if a non-Muslim is known to be nice and kind, does so good things in this world, how will he or she be judged in the afterlife? Can they be salvaged in the year after? This is Walter Ustad.
Walter, thank you, my brother, for your question. Remember, they did good deeds, they did everything. They received their reward in this world. You see, Walter, you want to go to America, you want to go to Europe, Australia, Asia. What you need? You need a passport. And nowadays, you need many other things. So to enter paradise, you need a passport. So the passport is Islam. So if there's no Islam, then no entry. So your reward, you received in this world, and nothing in the year after. So take take the example, my brother Walter, of a calculator. If you hit 0, 0, 0 all the time, no value. But before the 0, you put 1, you put 5, you put 9,000, whatever. So then it becomes very valuable. So the example, the non-Muslim received all his reward here in this world. In the year after, nothing for him. But the Muslim is doing the good deeds, but he's got the digit, the number before that. So he will be rewarded in this world and the year after. The reward in this world is just a bonus. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. I'm speaking to you, Mona Arafat is speaking to you. We in Johannesburg, Indonesia, you in Durban. So all these are the bounties of Allah, a bonus. But the maximum, optimum reward in the year after. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. So that is what we believe in. And on this, there's no two opinions.
Ustad Hafiz Fayyaz from UK. He says, dear Mufti Sahab, I am from UK. And I go on social media as TikTok and do live du'as. Am I allowed to do so, Ustad Hafiz Fayyaz?
My brother, I only know one TikTok, you understand? People send me all those TikTok messages and so forth. Yesterday, somebody sent message. So this girl was sitting there in the school. And then she was looking down. So she told the madam, you know, the madam asked her, what's wrong with you? She said, my father is there in the police station and my mother is there in the hospital. You see, you better go home, you understand? And you got too many problems. So while she was going, the small child and that, then somebody else saw her. She said, madam, why you gave her permission to go? He said, no, she told me her father is at a police station and her mother in the hospital. You see, you simple, Simon. Her father is a policeman and her mother is a nurse. So where else must they be? They must be there. So that is all the funny things people put there. Oh, if you don't listen to all this nonsense here. So if your face is there, all this type of things, video, then that is not permissible. Our fatwa is not permissible. If it's audio only and you are making TikTok, talk tick and whatever else, tick tick or whatever, and you must remember it's audio only and then you're sending it out, like how we do with our nasiha and all that. Allah reward our Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat Hafizahullah.
Ameen.
It's all his qurbani and sincerity. So Allah accepts. So we must remember. If it's audio only, fine. Hafiz Fayyaz. You know Hafiz, what it means? You're the one Allah gave me, you, Mawlana Arafat, his attribute. Chapter 15, verse 9. When you become Hafiz of Quran, Allah is so happy. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. We reveal this Quran Sharif and remind the piecemeal gradually. We are the ones who will protect it, preserve it. No interpolation, no addition, no omission. Hafiz, Allah transfers that attribute to me and you. What a great thing that is, my brother Hafiz. Fayyaz, what a God. Do you know what it means? A person who's generous, a person who's helping. So help them in the right way, Hafiz Fayyaz. Only audio, no videos.
Subhanallah. I see the sister says, Mufti Sahab, I heard you saying that you don't have no kids, no children. I'm married for 16 years and Allah hasn't blessed us with no children. And now my husband decides to take a second wife because I can't give birth, Ustad. He married the second wife and now he came to find out the second wife can't give birth again to children. What do we do, Ustad?
So why he didn't check himself up? It's very easy to blame the wife, but the problem is not with the she, the problem is with the he. So you must tell him now what you're going to do. You forgot what Quran says. Surah 42, verses 48, 49, go read there. Almighty Allah says, يَهَبُ لِمَيْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثَا. For whoever Almighty Allah wants, he will give daughters only. And whoever Almighty Allah wants, then he will give sons only. O يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكُرَانُ وَإِنَاثَا. O whosoever Almighty Allah wants, he will give sons and daughters. And thereafter, that Almighty Allah states, وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. And if he wants, he will leave you barren with no children. So that is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Open chapter 42 and verses 49 and 50 and you will find it there. So tell him now that he made that bed. So you, the first wife, will be the bed of roses and the second wife will be the bed of thorns. He has to look after both of you and give both of you separate houses and everything. And tomorrow when Hajj time comes, he take you for Hajj, then he must give you two separate rooms. Because he's going to give you one room, then you won't pelt the shaitan, you'll be pelting him.
What's that advice? Interest money given as lillah. And who can I give it to, Ustad?
Remember, it is a contradiction that you can't give interest money as lilla. Lilla means halal money, your own money. Then you gave for the love and pleasure of Allah. Interest money is shaitan, is totally cursed, is haram. How can you ever call that lilla? You're making a mockery of Islam. So remember that you pay your taxes, you pay for your tolls, you pay for your duties. You know the governments in the world today, they take tax us till we bleed, you understood? So remember, for all that you can use or give to any poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim.
Yesterday I asked if it was compulsory for family members to pay fidya on behalf of a person with a mental illness. Mufti Saab's answer was that if the person always had the illness, then they are exempted from paying fidya. However, this person wasn't born with the illness, but rather they developed it in their old age. My question is that in that situation, is fidya compulsory, Ustad? Anonymous.
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, Rifri al Qalamu an Salas, the pen has been removed from three people. Anis Sabihi Hatta Yahtalim. That is a baby, a child, a minor, till he or she becomes baligh, mature, they attain the age of puberty, maturity. So if the child does things, he won't be held responsible. But he does good deeds, he will get the reward, and his parents will get the reward as well. Anil majnuni hatta yufik. A person is insane, Allah forbid, mad, crazy, from the time he's born and so forth, Allah forbid. You see today so many things happening. Allah protect us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junun. Ya Allah, you protect me from insanity and madness. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Anyway, so if it's like that, then remember that that person is not mukallaf. There's no salat, there's no fasting, nothing on that person. If that person was normal, Allah forbid, accident took place, sickness took place, then he became like that. So now there won't be any salat upon him, no fasting, no fidya, nothing upon him, because he's not mukallaf, he's not obliged to carry out these things, because that person is not really in his senses. So therefore, that we will not be held responsible for not fasting and so forth.
My grandchild is going to be born soon, inshallah, Mufti Saab. If it's a girl, is it better to name her Aisha Siddiqa or just Aisha, Ustad?
Remember, the third one in the hadith, one is the minor, second one is the insane. The third one, authentic hadith, one in Na'imi Hatta Yastaqis, that when people are sleeping, they utter so many things. When I was becoming a Hafiz, my mother used to wake up and wake me up. She used to wake up first, then I used to wake up. She told me, better, you know what you read last night, what you said? I said, no. She said, you were reading your whole sabak and everything, your lesson and all that. So what we remember, you understand, people speak, sometimes the husband speak of his old girlfriends, you know, when they're dreaming and sleeping and so forth. So a lot of things come out then. So all this you won't be taken to task for. But when you are really sleeping, not spaza sleeping, you know, spaza just make like you're sleeping but you're awake. Okay, so that is the one issue. Now the issue was what now, Maulana?
Aisha, Ustad.
Siddiqa, Aisha and so forth. So you must remember Habibuna sallallahu alayhi Sallam said, "Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum." Hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif. All of you, give your children, your grandchildren, beautiful, wonderful names. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Choose good names, because tomorrow you will be called by your name and your father's name. Myself, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, and father is passed away. And Mawlana Arafat." That Arafat bin Ibrahim, his father. So in that way there. So Aisha, excellent. Siddiqa, excellent. So you choose, but in my opinion and my suggestion, in this day and this age, rather choose one name. People say Fatima or Zahra. Just now I met Abu Zahra, one Indian brother. He is very good friend of mine. So I just met him just now before Zohar. And his wife gave birth and the Tahniq story and all that. So I told him Zahra. So I told him that spell it properly. Zahra, when you want like Fatima Zahra, the lovely, the beloved, the beautiful, wonderful, one of the Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, she'll be the leader of the women in Jannah. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beloved daughter, hadith authentic in Tirmidhi. So she's Zahra, Z-A-H-R-A-A. And Zahra, Z-A-H-R-A-H, that means flower and so forth. So my advice, you either keep Aisha only or Siddiqa only, whatever you, father, mother, husband, wife agree on. So that is my advice.
I see we've got Sister Shakira Ustad. She says, I'm like Mufti Saab's daughter, 20 years old. She says she misses her father. Her father passed away last year. This is the first Ramadan without my Abu. I miss him so much, Mufti Saab. I see Mufti Saab says you don't have a father. Can Mufti Saab advise me if your father left any khas words, advice for you, Ustad, before he passed away, Ustad?
Remember, everybody's father got different circumstances. Now, what must I tell you? It was Ramadan 1982. I was reading Quran Sharif to my mother, and for Taraweeh, it was the second night of Taraweeh. I read the first night. My Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, you understand? So he was there as well. And it was about 15 minutes left for Isha Adhan. And I was reading my quarter, whatever I had to read. I was reading to my mother, and my sister told me, come quickly, daddy fell down. So I went quickly, picked him up and so forth. And then you must remember Dr. Panchbhai was there. He's in Springs now. So I contacted him. I told him, Doc, it's an emergency. Be ready there with your bag. I'm coming to fetch you now. So he was waiting. We rushed and everything. And then my brother was in the shop. One brother was in Makkah. So lo and behold, what happened was that the doctor came. He looked at me. He said, you can only do one thing. I put the injection straight in the heart. So I looked at my mother, and my mother said, don't do that. So I said, leave it, Doc. Then we started talqeen, everything, and he passed away in our hands. But I want to show you what you want, karamat, one miracle. 1982, my brother, he passed away, Ahmed Rashid. My other brother is Abdul Ghaffar. They all passed away. He was in Makkah. So I told my mother, see, Ahmed won't be able to make it. And so for that time, no cell phone, no fax, no email, no nothing. And at that time to fly, you had to come from Makkah to Jeddah. Jeddah, you had to fly to Nairobi, Nairobi, Johannesburg. Then what happened was, in the morning, that he received a telex. You know, I didn't even know that he knew the telex number. And so forth. That he said, wait for me, I'm going to make it for the janazah. I nearly collapsed, you know. So I said, what? He's making it from Makkah. From Makkah, he made it to Heidelberg for the janazah. That was a real karamat, you know. So Allah Ta'ala bless all of them. Yes, you must remember, he was fasting. Then he told me, Tabiat Sari, nay, I'm not feeling well. What must I said, did he break it? You break, no problem. So remember, advices are many. One advice only I'll give you. One advice he used to tell us, you must remember, be honest. You know, this backdoor business never started today. I give you today's incident, today's. One chair, my father used to like cars, you know, so that sell cars and cheapies. All day used to look in the newspaper. I said, Daddy, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for a cheapie. You know, that was his hobby, sell cars, you know. He had a shop, everything. But people would come there and say, Ismail Bhai, I got this, I got this. My father knew he's all backed up. He used to swear them, you know, and get out from here and this, and call the police and all. So he was very honest in that way there. And used to always say that you will see the barakat of this. So that is what you must learn. That honesty. That is, today now what the people do, we sell cars. So what they do with the car, in Memon we got the nice, the Molana, you better learn some Memon, you know.
Yeah.
Then we go to Jannat, Ulaika Ashabul Maymana. So anyway, we all go in Jannat, inshallah.
Ameen.
So, you say, Inke Fair Iverge. Now, you know what is Fair Iverge? The car's kilo is 50,000, 70,000. They bring it down to 20,000. So that they call giving the car a haircut. Today. So the guy said, giving it a haircut. I say, all this is haram. So this is my advice to you. You say, I'm your father, my spiritual father. So remain honest. And every day, dua for your father. So, what you going to read? Rabbana gfirli. Wali walidayya. Read this dua daily. Ya Allah, you forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. And forgive the believers. Today, the hisab takes place. So every day you make this dua for your parents. And read Yasin. Inshallah, Allah will take you very far. Inshallah.
Ameen. 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 Thumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our beloved senior Fadilatul Ustad's daddy the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus and his beloved mommy. Very, very sad. I see sister is crying as well. Everyone is crying, Ustad. Allah Ta'ala make it easy and make we that we, inshallah, we honor our parents, inshallah, Ustad. Well, Ustad, let's go to the next question. Somebody is saying here that, Mufti Saab, we really like you for for the pleasure of Allah, why do you mention Haman's Kral so often? We enjoy the program, Ustad.
I like Haman's Kral. One day they told me I must go and make Jummah. I didn't even know that place got a Jummah place. There were two brothers, I forget their name. So they told them, Zalo, I like your place named Haman's Kral. You understood? When I used to teach in Darum also, I used to tell them, you youngsters, you don't want to learn, I'm going to send you there to Haman's Kral. You see? So sometimes you have, like, you know, in school, the teachers used to use the Tambaktu. So Tambaktu is there in Mali. So we use Haman's Kral. You understood? When you go to from Pretoria towards Petersburg and all that, you will see is a place named. They got a masjid there also. I forget the two brothers there. I made Jummah there once. So mashallah, you must visit there. Nice place.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. We're going to go for an interval. I see many listeners are making dua for beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad. Let's go inshallah for an interval. When you come back inshallah, please don't go away. Stay tuned.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.